Let's continue the money chat with our good friend, Stephen Boucher. He is the host of Let's Talk Money, which you can hear Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 8 right here on WGY. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Doug.
I know we sound like a broken record here, and I hate to start with the glum, and but we found out that the S&P has had the worst first half of a year in 50 years. Hey, great. Good for us.
Yeah, well, you know, the S&P is down. The inflation rate is the highest in 40 years. It's been really a mess the last 6 months being invested. I'm sure a lot of investors had that capitulation feeling of why do I own stocks? But they really have to think back over 2 years ago for COVID, 15 years ago for the Great Recession. They were just blips on the screen, and the S&P was down 50%. 15 years ago, 34% 2 years ago. We're only down 20% right now. We will get through this. Long-term investors have to be patient, Doug.
Fed New York chairman, among others, said yesterday they think that this soft landing idea is still a possibility. Are people just grasping at straws here, or do you agree it still is a good chance of that?
I'm actually in the camp where I'm optimistic. You have We have 11 million job openings, 6 million unemployed, 2 jobs for every person that could be looking for a job. Usually that doesn't happen in a recession. In a recession, usually the jobs disappear. The jobs are there. If you talk to any company, any business owner, they say their biggest challenge right now is they can't get workers. They have the business. Now, their business may be slowing down a little, but there's still, the economy is thriving. People want to get out. They still have that pent-up demand from being kept inside for 2 years, and they have money that they didn't spend over those 2 years, so they want to get out and spend it. It shows that people aren't canceling their vacations, no matter how high the price of gas is. They want to get out. They want to go places. So I think the consumer is still pretty good, although their sentiment is very low, the lowest since 1950, because they're looking at inflation and the price of gas, food, heating bills. It's just It hurts.
This Port of Albany wind turbine story I find really interesting, because this is a project that the governor has touted, the previous governor touted, and I think everybody thinks, you know, with all the federal money they're talking about pouring into this thing, this will be very good for Albany, except that talk is one thing, actually getting it done is another, and now there's a lawsuit by Glenmont residents saying that they're not going about this with the proper environmental permits, and they've actually had to stop the project as of yesterday. I just thought, boy, you've been there and done that and seen this, Steve, before, but it's never simple, it's never easy, and there's always somebody looking to get in the way.
So much for green energy, right? Everybody's for it until it's in their backyard, and this is what's going to happen. You have, I guess, 20 residents that are filing a lawsuit. And I've seen this in Troy with the City Hall project, a handful of residents. One filed a lawsuit, they killed a deal, and we still have a big deep hole there for the last 12 years. Wind energy, listen, it's free, it's clean, it's very low sound, and it kind of takes you away from fossil fuels. Isn't this what the country's crying for? As I said, until it's in your backyard.
Can't let you go without mentioning the fact that July 4th is right around the corner, and that means the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is right around the corner. If you or I were sitting at Famous Lunch right now, how many could you put away?
Oh, man, if we were in a contest, listen, I've sized you up, but I think I can take you, Doug. I think because I know what to get on the hot dog so they slide down a lot quicker. You're going to be a newbie, so you're going to have to learn from me.
It's always I
think I'm in
for. You got to worry about. I think you would win that one. I got to be honest.
You know, Scotty at Famous Lunch, I think I'm going to tell him, set me up with 6 hot dogs, 6 mini hot dogs. I'm going to start there. We'll see how many you can eat.
I can do that first round. It's the second one where I start to go, wow, what am I in for? What am I doing here? This isn't going to end well. Steve.
Yeah, but at Famous Lunch, you get to wash it down with RC Cola. When was the last time you've seen RC Cola?
It's been a while since I've tasted it, I can tell you that. But wow, how about that? I won't see you before the 4th. Happy Independence Day. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Doug, stay well. Thank you.
Stephen Boucher is the host of Let's Talk Money again, Saturday at noon, Sunday at 8, right here on WGY.